Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, brought to you, of course, and hosted by Blog Talk Radio, and featured on AdAgencyOnline.net, your one-stop site for all of your automotive advertising news and needs. For those of you who had tuned in at 12 o'clock sharp to listen for the meeting, we had some late-breaking news that we were trying to delay in order to be able to broadcast on the program. Since, of course, this is the Lunch with Phil show, and I'm Phil Zellinger, the president of Ad Agency Online and host of the program, I took the, poetic license to decide to defer today's conversation until I had something specific to say. And quite honestly, we started running out of time, so I decided to cut in, tell all of the affiliated offices that were officially listening and all of those website browsers that have come to listen to the program the fact that you need to tune in on Friday at our Automotive Advertising Expert Show. We will be announcing a new vendor relationship that we've taken on. It's the purpose for the delay in today's programming, but I certainly wanted to at least platform the opportunities for you all. The conversation was along the lines of recognizing something that we've already positioned as a priority, and that is the logic of, you know, deciding, is it the virtual showroom we want to invest in or the brick and mortar that we want to invest in? And having had been a dealer for 25 years, I'm not discounting the importance of a brick and mortar dealership. Previous shows have already confided to you all that the logic of having a central location to be able to show and test drive the cars and service the cars is a given business wisdom that's never going to go away. Even in those areas around the world where they've taken the logic of centralizing what they call experience sites, such as in Europe, they recognize that there still is a brick-and-mortar car dealership model that's going to stay and survive forever. But with the new efficiencies that are being dictated by a shrinking auto industry and the new opportunities that are being presented by the virtual showrooms we're helping to build online, we've all started to give ourselves the answer to the future, which is that we need to create opportunities for us to maintain our business model in the virtual world to replicate the one that we've already been enjoying for the last, in my case, 30 years in the real one. So the opportunity we're going to be discussing in our Friday show is a new vendor application we're going to be moving forward for that's going to enhance and amplify the value of breaking through that glass wall, we like to call it, and allowing our customers to see us literally through the use of video, through the use of online transaction tools, through the ability to have conversion tools that will escalate it from a perhaps just as simple as a chat to an online video conference call to an online cash to conversion tool. And all of these technologies already exist. The enhanced bandwidth of the Internet has allowed us to start pushing enough data to encompass the information that it takes in these videos and in these different high search engine friendly applications that will help you to drill down to product and price in one location, in one dealer website that's tied to a database that's linked through Google, linked through the search engine. So all of these cross technologies and all of these new processes and applications are really just balancing the wheel that we've been rolling on for the last 30 years in my case, and I think 100 years in the car business. So the virtual showroom that's taking over the landscape for the shopper is also now starting to take over the landscape for the dealer. As a matter of fact, we also have extended our relationship with our dealer clients, you may recall, with our new recommendation of Colliers Abood Woodfay Realty. I have decided to move forward in applying and to put my license, hang my license, I should say, with their local group, the ARESG group, the Automotive Real Estate Service guys. But I guess what I'm trying to say in summation of the bridge lunch show that we had today is that all of these opportunities are pointing to the fact that we can't limit our scope on just the conventional wisdoms of automotive advertising with creative and production and media placements. We have to expand them into counseling our dealers to maximizing the ROI for the dealerships they have. And if that exists in developing virtual showrooms instead of trying to have them cover the logic of the $8 million they've already invested in their brick and mortar, well, then so be it. And as far as that brick and mortar, we're not bailing out on that part of the formula either. Our new relationship that we're establishing with Colliers Abood Woodfay is a combination of both a personal and a professional expansion of our involvement in that. And for those of you who have opportunities for consolidations that are giving you a position of having to liquidate real estate in order to either consolidate your multiple locations into one, such as in the Genesis program offered by Chrysler, or whether it be just the logistics of the market forcing you to consolidate because they're cutting back on the brick-and-mortar dealers in your area. The highest and best use is often not a car dealership. As you all know, you may be bound by exclusivity relationships with the different franchises, suggesting that the use of the land be limited. But let's face it, if you're making a change in the use of it outside of the automotive vertical, many of those applications will allow you to do so as long as you're not going into a competitive retail brand. And if your existing language prohibits that, that's an example of the relationship that we would open up in conversation, because some of the leveraged relationships we have in the market may give you some side doors to putting together two dots, you know, A and B, two and two equals five. So all of these conversations I'm having today in this abridged lunch version are to reassure you all that we're on it. The opportunities that we'll be discussing this Friday may give you some more details as to why I was late for lunch. The existing opportunities, I'll recap them all for all of you who tuned in just to know, what do I do today? What you do today is remember this. We have friends already that are filling in the holes for our virtual showrooms. We have Lead Converter that started the relationship from day one with us, that allows you to have a proactive chat that engages visitors to your showroom immediately and allows you to convert those 95% of the people that normally come and go. Those are the people we're approaching proactively by using a Lead Converter. They can escalate that to a click-to-call feature. We then, of course, have Laser Stream Videos, which gives us our feature benefit presentations tied into an exit TO built into their site Boomerang product. We have AI Dealer giving us an online transactional tool and self-serving desking process that will tie into the ability to literally present and sell and even theoretically deliver a car. Even though it's at the facility, it certainly delivers all of the facts and figures they need to make a commitment. So you're actually selling a deal, not a lead. And the relationship we have with Keon Media to manage and mine your database is intact. The opportunity to use products like Gumio to reinvent your virtual showroom through two verticals, both the World Wide Web and the new channel that exists in the text messaging. All of these relationships are intact. The SmartWomenByCars.com, that allows you to profile your dealership to a targeted group of women shoppers that really don't want to put up with the sales hype. They want to deal with someone who knows and gets it and knows how to deal women in the way they should. The social networking sites we support, like CarFolks.com, which is a consumer-based social networking site that allows customers to vent frustrations and, more importantly, for dealers to provide solutions. All of these relationships are intact. That's what we were going to talk about lunch next week, so I gave you a little preview to apologize for the delay in getting to you today. Not quite sure how many people left the audience because of the fact that I didn't get here on time. The good news is you can download this podcast later. When you do, you'll understand. And for those of you who are still anxious to hear what would have happened at 12:01, tune in tomorrow. The Lunch with Phil show will start on time, I promise, followed on Thursday with the Lunch with Ralph show and the all-important and long-awaited Automotive Advertising Expert show Friday at noon. Look forward to speaking to you then, and have a great lunch.